This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Taliban has confirmed that it will hold direct talks with the United States and Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. An insurgent official speaking on condition of anonymity explained that the preliminary dialogue focused merely on laying the groundwork for future contacts and meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. President Trump is applauding new numbers, he says, show the U.S. is now, in his words, the economic envy of the entire world. AP's Sagar Magani reports the U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in about 4 years in the months of April, May, and June.
The economy surged last quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%, the fastest since 2014. The president's predicting it'll go even higher.
These numbers are very, very sustainable. This isn't a one-time shot.
But most economists outside his administration disagree, saying the fast growth stemmed from temporary factors like Americans spending their tax cuts and exporters rushing out products ahead of retaliatory tariffs. Analysts predict solid growth the rest of the year, but in the 3% range, not 4%. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says equipment has landed at a base in Turkey to prepare Turkish troops for joint patrols with U.S. forces in northern Syria, upholding U.S. commitments to NATO ally Turkey. Mattis said the training should begin soon. It's unclear when the U.S. and Turkish forces would start conducting the joint patrols in Syria once training is complete. This is VOA News. A top U.S. diplomat says Iran likely will have to agree to complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization in any future deal with the U.S., just like North Korea. Demands that Pyongyang dismantle all of its nuclear facilities have been central to the U.S. position in meetings with top North Korean officials. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton is warning Iran to do nothing at all to the negative, or they will, in his words, pay a price like few countries have ever paid before. The Russian lawyer who reportedly met with top Trump campaign officials to present dirt on rival candidate for president Hillary Clinton appears to have close ties to the Russian government. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Associated Press reviewed scores of emails, transcripts, and legal documents, including those from the Dossier Center, which profiles Russians allegedly benefiting from corruption. The documents reveal a portrait of Natalia Veselnitskaya as being a well-connected attorney who served as a ghostwriter for top Russian government lawyers and also worked on getting sanctions eased. Veselnitskaya's role in the Trump campaign, Russian Connections, is rooted in her fight against businessman Bill Browder, a leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Veselnitskaya fought against him in court and worked to undercut his credibility in Washington. She told Congress it was on behalf of a client, but documents showed she received Russian government support and she provided assistance to high-level authorities in Moscow. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal judge in the U.S. state of California says she will be appointing an independent monitor to look into conditions for immigrant children at U.S. border facilities. Meantime, the U.S. Justice Department said in a court filing that more than 1,400 children have been reunited with their families so far. Some 700 still are in government custody. Annunciation House Director Ruben Garcia says the shelter in El Paso, Texas, has been hosting many migrant families who have been reunited.
Annunciation House was one of the organizations that received a lot of these families after they had been reunited, and we've been doing this over the past approximate 10 days.
Under President Trump's zero tolerance policy, families who illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico in most of the months of April and May were automatically detained. Children were placed in government care facilities separated from their parents. Since then, Mr. Trump signed an executive order rescinding the family separation after a nationwide outcry. You can get more on that story and all the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Heather Maxwell is currently on assignment. Enjoy this previously recorded show.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Iniche. I'm Heather Maxwell. Welcome to the program. Today's playlist includes 9 amazing tunes from all over the continent. Senegalese hip-hop, South African house and old school, traditional dance music from Mali that gives back to nature each time it's played, Nigerian R&B, Afro beats, Cameroonian Mboko, and there's Dendera music. This Zimbabwean dance style is based on a special bird call. Find out more about that from Suleiman Chimbetu, Dendera Music's number one artist in Zim, in an interview I had with him recently in Harare. At the bottom of the hour, Bill Odidi has a special report presenting the sound of Kenya and Greater East Africa in 2018. He's got a sampling of new releases by Eric Wainaina, Kabwe Mugai, Vanessa MD, and more. And wait till you hear this amazing oldie from 1980s Sierra Leone. You're gonna love it. Then our new song of the week comes next, a beautiful, surprising ballad by Flavor. Kwame Asante joins me to present that. And finally, we wrap it up with a little Mikasa. So, let's get this party started. Starting off a little old school, here's Ringo Madlingozi. Ekaya is track 1 from his popular 1997 album, Sondelani. You've done all the right things, got married, good job, raising a family, but don't forget your roots, he sings. Don't forget home.
right. Yebo, Saupona. Hello, lovelies. That was Ringo Madlingozi kicking us off this week on Music Time in Africa with Ekaya. I'm Heather Maxwell. So happy to be with you again today. Here's Davido's first single for 2018. It's called Flora My Flower.
If your behind was my classio, I will never, never miss school. Your front on to sleep, so say let go, they wear shoes. My baby not gold, my baby too dope. Was your mother a dealer? My baby not bomb, was she blow me up? Was your father a soldier?
Davido, Flora My Flower, his first single of 2018. So sweet.
Hey, I am Mori Touré from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Now, from Senegal, here's OMG. Her real name is Umi Gaye. It's not Oh My God. So the O-M is for Umi, the O and the M in her name, Umi, and G for gay. Umi was a top 10 finalist in the 2017 Radio France International's Découverte Award. And in case you don't know, that annual award promotes new African talent in the Francophone world. OMG didn't win, but she sure is awesome. Here's her latest release, Koti Koti.
Pile ci ndax ya may dane yo xam nga ni ya no xatoli mo ma baby sama xol bi ya ko mom sama yene di yo tundu ba say am ci dom ni koti koti yali yali li ci suka do xara
Sama ma xol bi nga kaf ma ma sonal seytane yi nañu musal yaasa ma messi dama bëgg nga may dal ci la xalaatire feb nga mane ñi naan damay jële nañ ma cappe doy nga xari doy nga àndandoo bu ma ñëpp bàyyee naa la dese mag yow ci xale
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Have you ever seen, or more importantly, heard a ground hornbill? I hadn't until I met Suleiman Chimbetu at Cockpit Studio in Harare. It's a kind of bird that lives in savanna regions. The birds talk to each other like this. Well, in Zimbabwe, the ground hornbill, called dendera in Shona, inspires an entire genre of dance music. This is Alice Mbewe, a dendera song by Suleiman. Now, he is the son of the late Simon Chimbetu, who invented and popularized this style back in the 80s and 90s. Let's listen for a bit, and then we'll meet Suleiman from his studio in Harare.
Thank you.
in Suleiman Chimbetu's studio in Harare, and he explains perfectly how a bird can inspire a whole style of dance music.
Our style of music is called dendera, and dendera is derived from a bird, which is usually found in the savanna type of ecosystem. So this bird is called the ground hornbill in English. It's black in color, and it has got a red throat. So this bird has got a type of unique sound that it produces. The sound is a booming sound. So this sound is depicted like on our music, on the bass guitar.
So the dendera sings with a rhythm?
Yes. If we can have two, three or four of the dendera birds, when they sing in harmony, they don't do discord with their booming sound. You know, they give each other a chance to sing.
Maybe we can listen to this song and you can sing out the bass line to show us what you're talking about. Can that work?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. And you know, this music makes me want to dance.
Yeah, actually, it's dance music, and it's very much common with our revelers and in the clubs, in the church. You know, they also do and play our music. You know what, Hitha? I've got an amazing team, my band. The way that we dance, it's something else. You know, we dance according to the rhythm of the dendera beat, the dendera bass. You know?
I wish you all could see him right now. Oh my gosh, Suleiman is like killing it with his moves. Oh man, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much thank you for coming here.
All right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Dendera, as presented by the leading Dendera artist in Zimbabwe, Suleiman Chimbetu. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice from Cameroon with Manamua, My Love.
Sava jantama,
All right. Hello, MZs. Now it's time for our special music report by Bill Odidi out of Nairobi. Take it away, Bill.
Hi, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and today I've selected some new releases to introduce you to the sound of Kenya and that of East Africa in 2018.
It's not the same since you went away. I hugged the pillow where you used to lay your head. Strands of your hair, scent of your perfume. Maybe sometime today I can steal my nerves and all the pain and take down the photographs of me and you. I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be just fine. I'm gonna walk the street, walking with my done going through. Which books are yours? Who keeps our worldview? Who gets a stereo? Who keeps the LG store? Figuring out who gets which hangouts so we won't have to see each other, trying to fix what we've just blown.
We're playing a selection of 2018 releases from Kenya, and we just started with Eric Wainaina, who's been one of the country's best known and most successful artists of the last two decades and more. His new single is called OK, which he describes as a breakup song, as I'm sure you gathered from the lyrics. I think it's a different sound to what Eric has recorded in the past. But hey, this is a new year. What do I have next for you on Music Time in Africa from Kenya? Here is an exciting talent by the name Kagwe Mungai, and the song is Till the End.
Za maisha na wewe, I'm so gone. Getting drunk on your birthday. Tell me to feel, tell me the rules. Tell me how my heart should respond to you. It's amazing, amazing. What your body saying, you're saying. Sijawahi hisi kipenzi kama hiki, sijawahi wahi tabasamu tamu inayotiririka vile unavyotiririka.
The very smooth R&B flavored sound of the Kenyan singer, songwriter, and producer Kagwe Mungai, featuring the Nigerian singer Nini Ola, and Till the End of Time. As you may know, Nairobi is also the city where artists from around East Africa connect for concerts and album launches. So it's only fair that I also play you some music from the East African region. The Tanzanian singer Vanessa Mdee launched her latest album, Money Mondays, in Nairobi in January. And this is my favorite track on the album. It's called Kisela.
I am a fancy pasty. Kisela, leo raha kesho wanisema. I am a penzi pasi ya kisela, leo raha kesho wanikera.
Wow, what a sweet voice. Her name is Vanessa Mdee from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. That song is called Kisela. Right, one more track to play you. And this is another interesting Pan-African collaboration featuring Kenya's Sauti Sol and Nigeria's Burna Boy. It's called African Star.
You got it all going on with your body. You got it all, baby. Your papa, Uganda, your mama, Burundi. My African star, baby, na umeumbwa ukaumbika. Yeah, sura shepu na tabia. So baby, tell me what you're into. With your fine face and your lips too. Ooh, and your hair, girl. Team natural, come see too. I wanna graduate from a stalker to your lover. I wanna graduate. Oh, 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 oh. You got a lot going on with your body. You got it all, baby. So I told you, meet me at the lobby. At the hotel, girl. You know what's going down. Every time I come around, girl, this time I'ma slow it down. Feel like I lost you, girl, but now you found. So don't be surprised when a nigga hold you down. So maybe tell me what you into. Hold up, let me tell you what I've been through. For ya, my life won't be simple. For ya, but anything you say, I do, 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 do. For
you. You got it all going on with your body. You got it all, baby. Your papa Nigeria, your mama Somali. My African star, baby.
Isn't it absolutely amazing when music connects artists from across Africa, as you just had with the Kenyan group Sauti Sol featuring Burna Boy from Nigeria, African Star. I tell you what's interesting, Heather. Sauti Sol are releasing a song every month in 2018 featuring a different artist from another part of Africa. This is the third single that they're putting out this year, and it's already a hit, just like the other singles. And all these collaborations will then be put together in an album called African Source, to be released later this year. Well, that's all the time from me here in Nairobi, Kenya. I'm Bilu Didi for Music Time in Africa. Now back to Heather Maxwell.
Erika Kabilitio, Bifu Mani, Fala Sisio, Miss Opportunity, Beawe, Bani Piki, that one opportunity,
Jelewa, Jelewa, Jelewa,
Erika Kabilitio,
Jelewa, Jelewa, Jelewa,
Erika Kabilitio,
Jelewa, Jelewa.
Wow, great report, Bill. Thanks for keeping us in tune to East Africa and Kenya in 2018. Still to come, Balafon dance music, Song of the Week, the Sierra Leonean oldie I talked about at the beginning of the hour, and new Mikasa from South Africa. So don't touch that dial.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
If you think you're falling in love, be careful. Think about it first. You'll be sorry if you make the wrong choice. This is the message of this next song by Hinizi, a band of Bo, Malinke, Bambara, and Senufo musicians from Segu, Mali. Hinizi is deeply traditional. They consider nature as their partner. Each musician in the band builds his own instrument in harmony and with respect to nature. When they play, they say they're giving Mother Nature back the joy of life and love that she's given them. It's a reciprocal, loving relationship. Wow, that was Hinizi from Segu Mali. This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Okay, it's time for Song of the Week.
Yep.
And you can tell by the other voice here that I'm with
Kwame Asante, a.k.a. Mr. Asante.
Asante. So this week I chose a song by Flavor. It's a brand new one, 2018, called Someone Like You. I love it, Kwame, because it's very romantic and simple and pure.
That's beautiful, because I got the chance to sample the song earlier when you sent it to me, and I must say it took me a while to realize it was Flavor, because Flavor is always poppy, winding his waist all over the place, you know, club-like. So for me to hear him like this stripped down, it was, yeah.
Something special, huh?
Oh, yeah. Very, very special.
Let's give it a listen.
All right.
Whoa, whoa. Came into my life, I've never been the same. Since you came into my life, I've never felt the same. You're so sweet, oh baby, you're so nice and lovely. Oh yeah. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, I'll be caring. Being around the world, I seeing around the world, I baby, never seen a girl like you. So many ways when I appreciate you, never gonna lie, can't replace you. It's crazy, no one else but you. Only you, 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 you. Oh my baby, baby boo. Why you? Only you, when I make my head swell, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with you. Came into my life, I've never been the same. Since you came into my life, I've never felt the same. You're so sweet, you're so sweet, oh baby, you're so nice and lovely. Oh yeah. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. Oh yeah. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, always caring for someone like you. I'll be missing, I'll be loving, I'll be caring for someone like you.
Okay, so that was Flavor, Someone Like You.
Oh yeah, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Flavor is very talented when it comes to vocals. And I mean, he's a singer. And just hearing bare instruments like
Piano,
you know,
sax,
you know,
and very simple. Like the arrangement is nothing fancy.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Flavor,
you did it.
Up.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Asante. This was the
Song
of the Week.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Maggie Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
All right. Shifting gears now. We're going way back to somewhere in the 1980s in Freetown, Sierra Leone. This is Bivote by the house band of Bintoumani Hotel. Now, I know this because of a string of YouTube comments published in 2016 after a certain Ngombu Kabu posted the song. It's in Mende, and according to him, Bivote means, and I quote, "You be cursed, may evil befall you." The band is singing about those who look at others with an evil eye, envious people, two-tongued people, marriage wreckers, hypocrites, witches, and wizards.
We go.
This is Heather, and that was Bivote by the Bintoumani House Band of Sierra Leone. Here's the last song of the hour, Nana, by South African trio Mikasa. This comes off their 2017 CD, Familia.
How do I say sorry when I know I let you down, when I know that I was wrong? Tell me, how do I?
Was Nana by Mikasa. It's that time, peeps. Gotta say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. We can stay in touch all week, though, on social media. You can get on my Facebook page, Instagram, that's at MTIA Maxwell, or on Twitter at Music Time Africa. Special thanks go out to Bill Odidi and to Kwame Asante for their contributions to today's show. Now, on our FM stations, you know, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC, and then again on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.